KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
Ludovico Einaudi is a name you may not recognize, but there's a good chance you've heard his captivating and hypnotic compositions. Einaudi is the most streamed living classical composer on Spotify, songs with hundreds of millions of plays. It's music that's deeply emotive.
I need to work around something that I feel is moving something in my heart, in my belly.
His latest album, The Summer Portraits, is a trip back to his adolescence in Turin. His childlike wonder is at the core of his creativity.
I never grew up in a way. I feel the heart. It's still the heart of when I was 14, 16.
Coming up, I'll talk with Ludovico about not having to create original music for Nomadland, how his grandfather left Italy to avoid appeasing fascists, and how he ended up playing on a barge in the middle of the Arctic. Ludovico Einaudi, coming up on World Cafe. And what's up, friends and enemies? I'm Stephen Kaleo, contributing host. Ludovico, such a boss, very much a rock star. Look forward to that conversation coming up in just a few minutes. But first, the police. Synchronicity.
Thank you.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. First time I heard Ludovico Einaudi, I was utterly mesmerized. It was a clip of a basketball highlight put out by the NBA with the tagline, "Where Amazing Happens." Part of what made it click was the soundtrack. It quite literally made me feel amazed. Einaudi has a knack for that, pulling emotion out of what might feel at first glance ordinary. But it's not, and that's why directors for years have come to him to soundtrack TV shows and films, including the Best Picture winner Nomadland. He connects across eras and platforms as the most streamed living classical composer on Spotify. I caught up with Ludovico on tour in Europe to talk about his latest album, The Summer Portraits. One of the songs, Rose Bay, was inspired by his grandfather, a conductor who left Italy for Australia because he didn't want to appease fascists. Punk rock. Ludovico is as cool as they come. Our chat is in a minute, but first we get underway with a track from The Summer Portraits. It's Punta Bianca on World Cafe. This is World Cafe and Ludovico Einaudi with Punta Bianca, a piece from his new album, The Summer Portraits, which is available now. Einaudi is the most streamed classical composer in the world, and he's my guest today. I'm Stephen Kaleo. This is World Cafe. Ludovico, it's a pleasure to meet. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. A pleasure for me, too.
Yeah. The inspiration for the song that we just heard comes from something very specific to you. Can you talk a little bit about your memories of Punta Bianca and how they worked their way into that composition?
The entire album, Summer Portraits, of course, is inspired by different sources of my summer memories in my early life. And Punta Bianca specifically is a place between the region of Liguria and Tuscany in Italy, where I used to spend my summers with my family in a little village, little fishing village that is called Bocca di Magra. And this pot was very important. These days were very important to my life. So I wanted to dedicate a piece to that time. And Punta Bianca, it's the piece that evokes this feeling to me.
It's beautiful. It's such a beautiful song. The album really pulls emotion out of you. The concept originally came from a visit to a house you were vacationing in where you saw all of these different portraits on the wall, and that sort of was the jumping off point?
Yes, this was the start. In the 1950s, there was a family that was owning the house, and the lady, the mother, she used to paint every summer some new paintings and leaving them to adorn the house. And so I started to wonder, this was like this imagination about this family and this woman painting during the summer with the beautiful light, started to open my memories, my childhood memories with my family in another place. But I was reflecting about the summer that is a special moment for me, but I think for many people. Well, in the Mediterranean, we have the summer are very important because it's a moment of a beautiful light, a beautiful time where you are not anymore constricted by the fact that you have to go to school, you have long vacations, you experience your life by yourself with your friends and family and the food is spectacular and everything is like being for 3 months in paradise.
This is World Cafe. Ludovico Einaudi is my guest. His new album is The Summer Portraits. And the next song that we want to play is a piece about your grandfather, who you actually never met. Rose Bay is a nod to him, and he seems like a really remarkable individual, his history, his experiences. Can you tell me a little bit about why you wanted to write a song about him?
I grew up listening to music through my mother that was playing piano at home. But she was playing like in a very peculiar way because I was always noticing that she was playing music like she was talking to someone. And I think she was talking with her father because when she was 12, her father, that was my grandfather, he was a conductor and a composer, and he left Italy for political reasons because during the fascist time, musicians, conductors were obliged to conduct the music of the fascist regime. And Toscanini was one of the famous conductors that refused to do that, and my grandfather, did the same, and so first he went to London, and then with an opera company he went for a tour in Australia. The situation started to get worse, and the Second World War started to happen.
Yeah,
and so the difficulty for him to come back became impossible. The war went on, and then when the war finished, my mother was already with two kids. And I wasn't born yet because I was born in 1955. In 1952, my mother went to Sydney, where he was living, to the funeral. And the house where, when I was a child, I saw I have this photo of my mother. The photo is in Rose Bay. A couple of years ago, I was in the Sydney Opera House before a concert. I was sitting at the piano, and the chords of Rose Bay were sketched before going on stage, and I was looking at the Sydney Bay from the windows, and I played this chord melody. And then when I came back, I said that this could be a nice opening and an homage to my grandfather.
It's beautiful. Let's take a listen to it right now. It's Rose Bay from Ludovico Einaudi here on World Cafe. Ludovico Einaudi, and the song is Rose Bay. It's from the new album, The Summer Portraits. Einaudi's music has been featured in several films, including the Oscar winner Nomadland. Ludovico is my guest today. This is World Cafe. Looking through your catalog, you don't hide it. The Summer Portraits, Underwater, 7 Days Walking, Elements. So much of your music leans into or is directly about nature. How would you describe the influence nature has on your art?
As a general idea, I think art has been always a big inspiration for painters. They couldn't live without without painting the nature, and yeah. of course also musicians, because of great examples from the four Vivaldi's four Seasons, yeah. The Rite of Spring from Stravinsky. I always found very inspiring to find ideas somewhere around me, so from things that happens all every day around you, the experience that you have just looking at the nature and finding similarities with what I do.
You famously played piano in the Arctic on a barge, Elegy for the Arctic. It's, I think, almost 7-8 years now since it's been almost.
Yeah, it was 2000, maybe 17 or 16, even more than.
What was that experience like for you, considering your relationship with nature, to be present in that environment?
I've been always very sensitive about what we are doing, what we have done with our nature, because also coming back also to my summer portraits, I remember also those places that were completely virgin at the time I was growing up, and now every place has changed in a situation that is worse than before. And I think I was have been always very angry with what the humans have been doing in during all my life. So when Greenpeace started to ask me first some music, then to be involved in this video for Saving the Arctic, I was ready to put my face and to go there and to stand for that situation, because I think we should do something. Everyone should do something.
The video is incredible. I highly encourage people to check it out. It's Ludovico playing a grand piano in the middle of the Arctic while ice sheets are collapsing in the background. I want people to hear a little bit of the performance right now. Ludovico Einaudi here on World Cafe. He has a new album called The Summer Portraits. Watching that video, you seem like you had a pretty tough gig. I know someone who probably had a tougher gig, the piano tuner.
Well, actually, the piano tuner was not there, and I was surprised that the piano stayed in tune for 2 days with this weather and with this humidity. In fact, I was prepared to, I thought probably I will go there and then I will have to play in playback the music, because it would be terrible, the sound. But it was not. The piano stayed for 2 days. After 2 days, it was gone. But the first 2 days, I have to say that I was performing day and night, and the piano was okay, and the sound that you hear in the video is coming from there.
Ludovico Einaudi is my guest. His new album is The Summer Portraits. In addition to his solo work, he's been scoring films and television for decades, including I'm Still Here, the miniseries Dr. Zhivago, and the Oscar-winning Nomadland. When it comes to scoring and doing accompaniment work, do you use a different part of your songwriting brain, or do you have a different process or technique for scoring for film or movies versus working on your own solo projects?
Of course, you are relating with the story, and in a way, you should consider every second that every note that you add, every chord, is giving a certain emotion that has to fit with the story. And so it's quite it's a different way, but I enjoy it because it's a collaboration with someone else, and it's always interesting to have a collaboration with another artist, in this case with a director, that could take you into a journey that you could have done by yourself. So I like to do it once in a while, not all the time, but mm-hmm. It's a nice thing to do.
Yeah. And, you talk about relationships. It sounds like when it comes to Nomadland, which features songs that you had previously written, you had a really unique relationship with the director, Chloe Zhao, in how you came together to make the music for this film, or to provide the music for this film. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Actually, she came to me with a palette of selection of some of the tracks that she used. And I couldn't say to her anything else than it was it looked and sounded perfectly, the blend of the two. So everything was really perfect. I didn't have to do anything. I was very happy to be part of this film because I loved the concept of the story, and I loved the way it was made. I love the atmosphere of the film.
Let's listen to Petrichor from Nomadland. It's Ludovico Einaudi here on World Cafe. Cafe. That is my guest, Ludovico Einaudi. The song is called Petrichor. The new album is available now. It is called The Summer Portraits. When it comes to eliciting big emotions, because I got to tell you, man, and this is something I don't confess to people who I interview often, but I have cried so many times listening to your music, which I'm sure is not something that is something you hear probably pretty commonly, but you seem to evoke emotion. I'm thinking about like songs like Fly or Experiences where it's just hard not to want to well up. You've been composing for such a long time. Are there elements or techniques that you have in your back pocket that you're like, I need sadness, major, minor chords? Like, do you have sort of a theory about how to elicit emotion with the music you make?
Well, I'm not. There is not a recipe, the recipe is that has to be. I the recipe is that I need to be to get emotion by what I do, so I need to find to work around something that I feel is moving something in my heart, in my belly. There's something that has to happen, and that the music is taking me into this emotional journey.
You're the most streamed classical composer on Spotify. Billions of plays every year. I mean, it puts you in mega pop star category, which is incredible. And it's cool that classical music has that reach online. Why do you think your music connects with the digital audience so well? You know, everyone says classical music audience, they're all getting older, but as evidenced by people at your concerts and people listening to your music, not necessarily. Do you have any idea what the magic is?
Young people seems to be connected with what I do, because I think I never grew up in a way. I feel I grew up maybe in the way I can play the music, and with the way I record it, the way I compose it. But the heart, yeah, it's still the heart of when I was 14, 16. Yeah. This is, I think I always have been open to all kind of music. I was never closed into a box. Yeah. And this is, I think, where people are staying. People listen to different music without boundaries and boxes, but they just jump from one thing to another. And this is how I like it.
Yeah. I don't know a lot about the classical music world, but it strikes me that there are a lot of grown-ups. Is that the case?
Well, I think there may be an academic approach that and this is where I want all the time to stay away from that. I just smell it. And I don't like to be involved in the academy. I don't like to. I just like to enjoy my freedom. And I don't like the seriousness, the serious approach of the academy. And I think when academy arrives, the art is gone.
Do you consider yourself an outsider?
An outsider from the academy.
The academy.
Yes, yeah.
If you're just joining us, it's World Cafe. Where have you been? My guest has been Ludovico Einaudi. His new album, The Summer Portraits, is available now. I want to close with a song that I have known of yours for almost two decades. I am a huge basketball fan. The NBA had a campaign called Where Amazing Happens, and this incredible piano piece played and made us all lose our minds seeing some of the greatest sports highlights of all time. And you scored it. It's a song called Fly. I would love to know a little bit about what your process was composing this.
I created a little loop between two notes. It's two notes that I repeated, one C sharp and one E. And I start to improvise around this loop to see how I could add some development to this thing that is repeated. And I use it almost like a beat track. It's like a rhythmic track. So on top of that, I started with a melody. It was like when you are flying and you see your shadow from the plane, and then at the beginning the shadow is connected with the physical plane, and then when you are up, the shadow stay and you are detached and you're flying. This is the image.
Let's take a listen to it right now on World Cafe.
Thank you.
It's World Cafe. My name is Kaleo, joined by Ludovico Einaudi. The new album, The Summer Portraits, is available now. Ludovico, congratulations on the record and all of the accolades. Thank you so much for taking a little bit of time and hanging out with us today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I am Kaleo. That Ludovico Einaudi, what a boss. Really cool cat. And I love that he was willing to talk about how maybe in academia he isn't accepted as much as other composers are. You know, Stravinsky, he's not. But as Hemingway taught us, there can be a lot of beauty and brilliance in simplicity. I should just introduce the song after something that profound. Here's David Gray. The pains of small town life. That's Wednesday. New music, Elderberry Wine, even though MJ Lenderman not touring with the band, playing guitar on that track from Wednesday. We've got more new music on the way from Molly Tuttle when we get back to World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo with new music from Molly Tuttle, who says of her new album, quote, "I've been wanting to make this record for such a long time. Part of me was scared to do such a big departure, and that went into the album title." The album title is appropriately "So Long, Little Miss Sunshine." Here's the first single from it. It's "That's Gonna Leave a Mark." Molly Tuttle on the Cafe.
How do you look so good with no stage shoes? with the heat rising in my eyes. Every day your memory grows dimmer. It doesn't haunt me like it did before. I've been walking through the middle of nowhere, trying to get to heaven before they close the door. When I was in Missouri, they would not let me be.
Of directions for that, oftentimes not accurate, but what do we know? Trying to get to heaven, Bob Dylan. And before that, new music from Molly Tuttle.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor. featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
Just a little filthy lucre buys a lot of things, and I could take you to places you'd like to go. But outside of that, I've no use or don't. It's the root